narcissism is real. I need to take it down a notch because I'm about to sound like the greatest narcissist.
Wow.
Okay, yeah, anyway, I'm Jay.
And I'm Alona. Thank you for remembering to introduce myself.
Yes, hi,
good
bye.
Job, us.
So we are the authors, well, not wholly us, all of us.
We're two of the 15.
Of the beautiful, wonderful, amazing ladies.
Yes,
and I got there. I want to do that too. I think it's because it was in holistic. You look so cute. Okay, so and I thought divorce was bad with other life lessons, and I thought being grown up was easy, and I thought I could juggle it all, and I thought that my journey alone, and I thought I had it all figured out.
My
fiction episode one.
So Hollywood, if you're out there, this beautiful face needs more than a reality TV show. It also needs, a television show that's scripted from my script. Don't change the words, just have the actor say them.
See, and that's how you know we're jumping.
And
all of this is available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. So, Winona, how's your week been?
It was fun. We were VIPs.
I know, at the Baltimore Book Festival. We fooled somebody, you guys. They think that we are very important people.
If you want to see it, it'll be on our television show, which is on Channel 18 if you're in California. And on Amazon.com if you want to, like, just check us out.
And it's called Chest Right and Light.
Right and Light.
So I think that's all we have to say today. Oh, wait. No, wait. While you're on andwedoit.com, go to the bottom of the link page. The link tab was
the bottom.
See? No, not tippity bottom. Just the bottom of the page. And you'll see the charities that we proudly support. Guys, charities, donating to charities is nice.
So it's very important. And we're picking up a new one. So you guys stay on that, and please support them as well as anybody else out there. Anyway,
so we're gonna go into our wonderful, beautiful guest today.
Beautiful guest, would you like to because she looks amazingly cute.
Boy, you guys are fabulous. I'm excited to be here. I'm Leslie Petrick, and I'm a writer in Virginia, and I'm gonna, I think, mostly talk about my recent book of short stories, which is called This Angel on My Chest. And they're linked stories, but sort of unconventionally linked. Each story is about something hard and true that happened after my young husband died. He died suddenly of a heart attack when he was 37. And it was several years ago. So I probably will not burst out crying, but it is a very emotional book for me, and I'm very proud. I'm very proud of it.
You ought to be. I've been reading through it again, and it is definitely a tearjerker. So any of you guys out there that's like, I don't like sad movies or sad things, don't pick that up. But it is very real and grounded, and I love that. And I have to tell you, the reason that we met this lady, is Miss Leslie, is because she was doing a reading at a college I attend, go figure. Anyway, she does a by the way, you guys. Anyway, so you wrote this book as more of a kind of like, what do you say?
I don't know.
Oh, my word. Jade, help me. You're my thesaurus. My word. Yes, thank you. An ode to your late husband. Did that help? Was it therapeutic?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. A lot of people ask that, and I know that writing is therapeutic for many people, and there were parts of this book that maybe were therapeutic. The first story in the book, which is called 10 Things, which is actually online. If you want to read it, you could Google my last name and 10 Things and find it. That's the first thing I wrote after he died. It was a couple months after he died. And writing that was therapeutic. But then I have to be honest that I'm a professional writer. And so I was writing a book that I wanted to be artful and crafted. And so even though it is emotional, I was thinking about a lot of my own feelings. I also was thinking about how to tell a good story. And that's one of the things I did. So I said it was based on things that happened or ways I felt after my husband died, but also I made up a lot of stuff because my life is boring and it's sad when somebody dies, but everybody knows somebody who has died, or everybody will know someone who has died. So I had to work to sort of go beyond only my story and trying to create a book that would sort of, like you were saying, speak to other people and their experiences.
So, dumb question here. I know, you probably can answer this in a yes and a no. And this is wrong for a reviewer to ask a yes and no question. So, an interview to ask. But here we go. It's, when you said that you're a professional writer and then you wrote on emotions, so which do you feel is more, the book is more based on, the technical and storytelling components or the emotional side?
See, that is not at all a dumb question. It's actually a really important question because I think as a writer, you have to have both of those elements and you have to have them both, you have to weave them together so skillfully that people don't even think about it, that they don't see the writer behind the scene saying, oh, the character is going to say this and now this is going to happen. Is that, because that's what I'm thinking when I'm writing. So that they don't see that writer, but also they can't just see something that I might write in my journal, just a big mess of, oh, I cried all day and it was awful, like that. That's not a story. So a writer has to sort of balance those two things and do it invisibly. I think that's an amazing question, frankly.
As a professional writer, you have many options to take your book and go self-publishing route, to go the traditional route, to try to lobby the big five. Or is it four? Is it four now? I can't remember.
My fourth book will be coming out in February.
Awesome. So why did you choose to go the award route?
Sometimes you choose things because they are chosen for you. So originally, I had a literary agent for this book, a New York literary agent, and she sent it to publishing houses in New York. And even though publishing houses kind of hate like short story collections, so they're all nervous about that. But she thought maybe we'd have a chance because the stories are linked. They're all about a young husband who has died. And so I got all these rejections from the New York people who would say, oh, you're sort of like you were saying, oh, your book is so sad. I cried as I turned the pages. And then they would say, but it's too sad. I can't imagine publishing this. And I was like, well, if you felt something, I think that means something. But anyway, so the New York publishing world, I spent like 6 months. She spent 6 months sending out to those kinds of people. And then I thought that I would try on my own to send to these awards. And then I spent a year where I spent a year sending the book out to contests. And so I started in January. I sent it to, I think it was seven places. I got a semifinalist twice. I got rejected four times, and then I won this big contest right at the end of the year. It was kind of this perfect, circle of life or cycle or something. So this is the award that I would have picked to win. So it's it worked out really well. So even though New York people said no, I got my book out.
Can I say, if the circle of life and karma is here listening, I'd like to have the award that I would pick to win, which is I want the Nobel Prize in Literature. That's what I want.
Put it out there. Put it out there. You never know who's listening and what can happen.
Actually, no. I think we're actually going to interview.
No, I don't know.
I'm thinking about it.
You're right, but I don't know if we write that well.
Girl, I don't even care if I write that well. I'm going to just say
okay,
it anyway.
But anyway,
we're going back to you.
Yes. So the prize was $15,000, which is one of the highest awards for a short story collection. And then it also included publication of the book. And then they had a big party for me in Pittsburgh and paid for me to go there. So it's a really, really nice prize. And but I will say that when you take into account how many years it takes to write a book, how much time, things that probably readers don't think about authors having to pay for, like an author photograph, I hired someone to help me do publicity for the book. I mean, in the end, nobody gets rich off writing. So this was a, there is no complaints. This was an amazing prize to win. But if you are looking to get rich quick, probably a collection of short stories is not usually your best bet.
Quick question. You said that you hired someone to do your PR. So what is one of the things that you would tell aspiring authors out there to do for PR? I mean, first of all, to expect you have to do PR for your own book, and then after that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the publisher does some things for sure, but nobody cares about your book as much as you do, so you really do have to do a lot of work. And sort of one thing now is to be good at social media. You don't have to do all social media, but pick what you like. Like, you guys clearly are great YouTube personalities, and I just can tell. So that's your, you know, skill in PR. I like Facebook. That's my favorite one. And you know, I also do Twitter. But so I have a really well-developed network of Facebook friends and colleagues, other writers. That was helpful. And another thing to do is to write essays about your book and the subject and about writing, and then try and place those on online magazines, and that kind of helps build some buzz. And then your publisher, hopefully, you hope, is working to get book reviews and do, try and find interviews for you. So it's a lot of online stuff for sure.
Oh my goodness, I think we're at the end of our time.
So
we do have,
let me check.
No, let us know.
Yes.
I still have more questions.
Yes, and our one more question is, where can people find you?
Wait, what?
Where can people find you online?
Oh, perfect, yes. On Twitter, I'm at Leslie P. Writer. And on Facebook, I know I have this hard, and a website, Leslie Petrick, LeslieP.E. TRZYK. Here's the book.
Yes, thank you.
Yay, this angel on my chest.
So I just know that, you know, how I said we have our own docu-series.
Docu-series, thank you.
That, I'm really about to get you one. Yeah, I know. It's like broadcasted in California. Please know that your book, every time, it's kind of what shows up.
Yes, you got a picture.
An intro.
Okay.
Yeah, it shows up. Anyway,
so that's where people can find you, and that is so awesome. And thank you for agreeing to be on our show, and thank you for coming on. I am Jade,
and I am Winona,
and we are two of the 15 And I Throw It ladies. You can always find out what your ladies are doing on andwethrowit.com.
Yes. Can I say one thing before?
Yes, I knew you had something else to say.
Oh, right. Yes, I did.
I felt the energy coming off.
You guys. Huge season finale coming up. Please, please, please watch it. We got, like, can I say what we have?
No.
Please?
No, because it's just a huge season finale, you guys. We're going to keep you in
suspense.
We're going to keep them in suspense so they have to watch it. You can't even know. Because it's so awesome.
Whatever.
Give a hint.
Wisdom is all around you
if you're open to finding it and accepting it. So peace and love from Jade.
And Winona. And yes, I'm still going to get my nails done today.
Bye-bye.